Year. How many months are there in a year? 12. Exactly. How many weeks are there in a year? 52. Good. However, 12 months? Well, 12 times 4 is 48. And 52 minus 4 is 48. Doesn't take a genius to work out we've got 4 extra weeks. And what do 4 weeks make? A month. There are actually 13 months in a year. We are being paid for 12 months' work, and we are doing 13 months' work a year.
Bruh.
Let's look at the year. How many months are there?
Well, that's what we get for editing live on the fly.
Hey, we're starting.
I didn't know we were starting.
I just wanted to, everybody else thought we were just dumping that sound bite onto the thing, and I was like, to hell with it, here we are.
Well, hello there.
I should have showed everybody. My apologies. It sounded really good in my head, just so you know.
You shot your shot?
Hey, we're going. Yeah. I'm Tommy.
I'm Bear.
And that's Mary and Jeff.
And the Peanut Gallery's here.
The Peanut Gallery's here. Holy shit. Welcome to the Midweek Tug. She just tees us up.
Yep.
not the way she tees you up. But,
she just ticks me off.
So, welcome to the Midweek Tug. I don't need a towel. I got a sock.
old shirt.
Oh.
Shampoo bottle.
At a medium pace.
Dear God. I love Adam Sandler. Welcome to the Midweek Tug, where we try to make life a little more interesting for people.
We try to be funny.
Let us know if, well...
I said try.
We're funny to ourselves. I guess that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Karen wanted to fire it off right away. We're just going to go straight into the Peanut Gallery. We were talking before we started recording about
well, you're not supposed to say
terms that have become racist, or that were actually kind of racist, and the snowballs have decided, or the snowflakes have decided, don't want us to use these phrases anymore. And some of them, I'm like, no, I'm still going to use
it. Yeah, that's where I'm standing.
I'm still going to use it. Now, some of them I get, right? Like, the Peanut Gallery to me makes no sense.
None.
Because poor people are poor no matter what their race, gender, quality, form, makeup, they're just poor. We qualify to be in the Peanut Gallery.
Right? And
those are just the cheap seats.
Exactly.
Well, we're cheap anyways. So those are the only seats we buy.
That's true. That's very true.
I mean, why'd we sit in the rock pile for so long?
Well, because it was $4 a ticket.
Cheap.
Yeah.
I love the rock pile.
Of course, now they're, $12 a ticket?
Which is still a great deal.
Yeah. Still a great deal to go to a baseball game.
Right.
Better than any hockey game.
A minimum price for an Avs game right now, I thought I saw, was $74.
Yeah.
And that's way high.
60 you can't do that on a regular.
Well, no, but these aren't sports for commoners like us. These apparently are sports for the elite.
Just look at the Super Bowl.
Look at any
nosebleed seats at the Super Bowl. This last Super Bowl were $7,000. Yeah, and there were you're not seeing shit from up there.
Well, you'll see movement.
That's true.
It's about 3 seconds behind you by the time it reaches your eyelid. It's already done. You can't figure out. There's cheering. Oh, he must have got it. Oh, no, he got hit.
Well, you know, to be fair, the only reason I would go to the Super Bowl is to say I was at the Super Bowl. I might not be able to watch the game. True. I might be watching the game on my phone.
Here's a cheap bastard I am. I would go to the Super Bowl, walk onto the property of the parking lot, and then leave. Hey, I was there.
I was there. Well, by that definition, Bear and I have been to a Super Bowl.
We have.
While it was being played.
No.
Damn it.
Technically not.
Damn it. You had to throw that in there.
Then it's just a plain old stadium. But you were at the stadium.
No, we.
So, I mean, you know.
We were there for the prep.
Yeah. So, yeah, technically we weren't there.
Fair. I mean, you know, I don't know.
We were actually...
Just let them have it.
I'm giving it to them, you know?
I'm the one saying, no, we weren't really there.
Well, no,
but
we weren't.
The college national championship game we were at that year.
That was the same year as the
Super Bowl 50. We delivered to the...
Where was that one at?
Glendale, Arizona.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's racist to use those terms now, and apparently you're just creating so much hate and discontent. You know what I'm tired of? Now, look, in the Midweek Tug, we try to stay away from politics, and we're going to do our best today. But there's some things that need to be discussed about common phrases, common things that, like, I mean, how long did we use the OK sign where you you touch your index finger to your thumb and you hold up three fingers. You're like, A-OK, right? One day I woke up and they're like, oh, my God, you're part of the KKK.
Right.
Yeah. Like, where'd you get that from? It. Yeah, if you don't get it, you get punched.
Or you look at it, you get punched.
As long as it's below the waist. You know, there's a lot of rules to that game. Like, but all of a sudden we wake up one day under the Obama scheme.
Yeah.
And it's racist.
Great divider.
Funny part is I saw Obama use that same sign several times. Nobody ever bitched at him for it.
Yeah.
I guess it's similar to saying this, you know, nobody ever bitches at blacks for using the N-word or Asians for using whatever slur that they have.
We use the OK symbol for a couple things. None of them were
Racist.
None of them were the KKK. It was either OK, okay, buddy, no problem.
Right.
Or asshole.
Asshole was the other one. And we usually tighten it up with that one.
Yeah.
Tighten it up and usually.
Yeah, it's usually this way.
Kind of went upside down with it.
Right. Well, because it's on the back side.
Right.
Well, there's about that. Where that story comes from is there was a guy that was working for, I think it was Con Ed in California. And he was in San Diego, I believe. And he picked his nose, right? And then he went to flick it out the window of his truck. And
nice.
It looks like. And gotcha. So this racist black lady decided to turn him in because he was working for Con Ed for throwing a KKK symbol.
I didn't even know that was a KKK.
It's not.
Okay.
That's so false.
Okay. Here's where.
False reporting.
Here's where. And I want to slide, if we can. I know we'll come back to some of these that are allegedly racist, but there are also other things that snowflakes get triggered about that aren't necessarily racial, that are common things that are done with the day-to-day lives that, you know, I mean, these people, it's almost like they're looking for a reason to be hurt or to be victimized.
Yeah, they make shit up just so that they can get attention.
Right. Well,
in my opinion.
4chan, I'm not a big familiar person of 4chan, but apparently it's like a message board. So the QAnon thing that came about under the Trump presidency apparently was birthed in 4chan.
Yeah.
Now 4chan is a message board that you apparently can log on to and talk shit.
Oh,
it's where a lot of hackers, you know, share secrets and talk shit about politics.
All social media.
Kind of, yeah. And so this QAnon thing was born in 4chan, as are most political rumors, cultural rumors. They get born in here and then somebody spreads it out, and then of course you know how social media is. Well, I saw it on the internet. That's true. We were talking before the show about the lady who sued the school district, who also sued her parents. So she sued the school district because her young child identifies as an animal or cat, right?
Cat, yeah.
She wanted a litter box put into the toilet. Not in the toilet, in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So the school kid did or the mom did?
The mom did.
Okay.
So the kid, you know, the mom gets on socials and starts creating videos and whatnot. And then her brother comes out, I guess, and he says, listen, my sister's batshit crazy.
Yeah.
She sued our parents because our parents didn't get her permission or she didn't consult with them before she was born.
They did not ask me if I wanted to be born. That's what she says. Right?
That hurts the brain.
That gave me instant headache right there.
This is why we need to be on video.
Right?
Because all people got to hear was that I they didn't get to see what was happening because the I just sounds like a can't find my words, but she's physically holding her head while she's saying this. And it's beautiful to see the confusion because her eyes are sort of spinning a little bit.
Well, when I told her this earlier, her eye twitches.
Yeah, just
her eye was twitching like she was having an aneurysm. I thought half of her face was going to start sloping that she's having a stroke.
A Guillain-Barré syndrome or something, right? What's that other one where you get the stroke symptoms? Bell's palsy?
Yeah. I kind of was like, wait a minute.
That is also the same look she gives when she's about to whoop your ass.
So. Been down that road. Yeah, the only way I can describe Mary's look.
Fuck. Yes. Just
where
I can't. There's no words.
Like last week we talked about the pussification of America.
Yes.
Okay. And I don't know why we're continuing, other than the fact that some of these things that they're saying are racist. Okay, I get maybe their inception, mm-hmm. might have been, but none of us None of us, not even listening right now. I don't care. You won't find anybody who was around when these things became what they are alleged to be today.
Right.
Sold down the river, well, right?
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
That
because
one, I get why that one.
I get
yes.
that
one. You had your plantations in the north where your richer plantations, and if you had a slave who was unruly or whatever, you would send that slave on a boat down further down the river and sell it to somebody else.
Right.
Sell that person or that slave to somebody else. That one, okay. All right,
totally makes sense.
It absolutely does. I don't think I've ever used it.
No.
Right? I said sold up the river if when somebody ratted me out.
If I have used it, I don't recall using it. But they're using some terms in here, and I'm
would
like,
would you really take offense to that?
Think about this. They took offense to master bedroom.
Well, true. That's true.
I'm watching some of these real estate shows, and they're calling it the primary bedroom. I'm like, nope.
No.
Main bedroom.
Yeah, the main bedroom.
That's the master suite.
Too.
Yeah, master suite. I don't know why we can't call it that. I know at one point what you're saying is that because it was
a master back, slave
yeah,
situation.
The master of the slaves lived in that this bedroom or had this bedroom. I understand what you're saying, but that changed. The definition of that phrase changed over the years.
To mean the main bedroom.
The person that owns the house, that's their bedroom, you know?
I was the master of my domain when my children lived with us.
Right.
And then I had to move out when they moved out because I was no longer the master of anything. Right. Oh, that's not true. I was pretty good at the baiting.
Baiting.
Became a
master.
Quite amazing master at that. But yeah.
Welcome to the Wednesday Tuck.
Midweek. Get it right.
Midweek. Midweek.
Sorry.
What were some of the other racist things that they were not allowed to say
honky
anymore?
Honky tonk or something? What did you say?
Honky tonk. Jeff has got to drink one more beer and he'll be caught up. I don't think I said honky tonk.
No, it's not.
I think
he asked if that was some kind of line dance.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't think that was line dancing is just
shuck and jive.
Shuck and jive. That's
what was it? Shuck and jive?
Yeah.
Let me look. I know that.
He thought it was.
I understand shucking is referring to probably corn. I'm guessing.
Corn.
Maybe
cotton.
You can
shuck cotton.
Cotton.
I was going to say cotton.
But do
you
would
shuck
anyone
cotton?
Who's doing that also be jiving? I mean, what does that look like?
I think what they're trying to say is shucking is the act of picking the cotton.
Okay.
And jiving is seeing while they're doing it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because of the slaves would sing. That does make sense.
So,
yeah,
that sounds like a gay old time.
You can't use that word anymore.
Do that when you do it.
See, we did that last week. We were talking about the Flintstones.
About can't be happy no more.
They're saying thug can't be used because several people only referred to a group of black males, which I've never referred to anybody as a thug who wasn't a thug.
So
didn't care what color they were.
Right.
Right. And in my mind, when I envision thug, to be 100% honest with you, I'm picturing my nephews, right? Not your kids, Bear.
Not those nephews, the other ones.
The other nephews.
They're going to get mad at me for saying this, but neither one of them are thugs.
And no, they're
my
not.
Sons.
So anyone
your
using
sons are not thugs.
No.
But my other nephews from my other brother.
Yeah, I could see that.
Are
even
thugs.
Even your other brother.
My other brother is a thug.
Yeah.
What show? Was
actually,
that the Newhart
yours
show?
Too.
It's my brother Steve and my other
my
brother
Daryl.
My brother
Daryl.
Bob Newhart show.
It was the Bob Newhart show.
The Bob Newhart.
God rest
how
his soul.
How weird would that have been?
It was my brother Earl.
My brother Daryl.
You
my
do,
brother
technically,
Daryl.
But we'll get into that on Friday.
Getting ahead here.
All right, so anyone using hashtag thug life is now a racist.
And that's
well, there goes
saying.
half of the rappers.
Right?
Right.
That's like all of, sorry.
Hey, maybe we should.
That's like
maybe
all
we should
the
label
Hispanic
ourselves.
Community.
Maybe we should label ourselves thugs instead of tugs.
Sounds like we have a lisp.
Thorda.
Thorda.
Thorda do.
Thorda do.
What have we come up with this shit? Or better yet, why do you people listen to this shit?
I thought it was funny.
It was hilarious.
But
it was hilarious.
Please subscribe for more.
Uppity. Listen to this. We got salespeople now. She is trained.
Uppity. What?
Where do they go to become a subscriber?
Somebody that has money.
Hold on a minute. Before we go there, I have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
From wherever the fuck this is, University of Arizona has an anti-racist language guide. Let's look at this.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Dun, dun, dun.
I think we need
some coming
of that.
From a university. It's very
oh,
important.
You know, it's accredited there.
Especially Arizona.
There is a guy.
It's just Arizona.
And you're reading it online. So.
Here's the funniest part. They're using the term blacklist and saying you can't use that word anymore. It's got, because it's got racist connotations.
Well,
because the
I'm
word
offended.
Black is in it.
Okay.
When you pack a lunch, when we were in school, what would you call that?
Brown bagging it?
Okie dokie.
Yeah. Lunch.
Yep. You notice, you know, now that I've seen this, Sonic got rid of their brown bag special and it just made sense.
Wow.
Brown bag connected.
Whatever.
They're saying it's connected within the black community and it signifies colorism as a significant problem because it stems from slavery.
Bullshit.
But, okay. I
gotcha.
This just triggered something in me.
This is why
Uh-oh.
We need video. Because
Mary
she just
triggered.
Went 0 to 60.
I'm going to be about to be a little racist because she went a little black on us. She did the,
she did the little snap.
She did that wave.
She did that little head nod. Like.
Now we do.
So much for the trigger.
You derailed me.
At least I didn't rail you.
Oh.
It's funny. Jeff is just walking away. No, he didn't.
So brown bag special.
The brown bag. That just.
It's okay.
What color was the paper bag when we were growing up?
Use your words, Mary.
Right.
It was,
but it said. I'm sorry. I'm just like.
It was brown.
Okay. So it said that because of the racial.
Connotation. Because
of
colorism.
The word brown.
Correct.
So why. Why, for the love of Peter Pan, is everything a white so-and-so shot a black so-and-so, a black so-and-so shot a white so-and-so?
Oh, no, no, no. You never hear about the black shooting
but
of any
true.
So-and-so.
That's true. But why are we identifying people by the skin color, but we can't identify a bag by its color?
Well.
Sorry. That just.
I wish I had the answer to that.
But do you...
No, like, I get... I'm trust me.
So I used to...
Prior to Mr. Divider-in-Chief Obama,
yeah.
We were almost done with race.
Well, and my office mate at the time, I worked for a giant corporation, and I worked in the back in accounts payable and receivable, and my office mate and I, she is a Hispanic woman, and she's married to a black man. And her and I had multiple conversations about how I never refer to her as my Hispanic coworker.
Well, because
she doesn't refer to me as her vanilla coworker.
Snow roach.
Snow roach.
Right.
And gravy groveler.
If that by itself,
wait, that's
I think
racial.
It was Morgan Freeman who even said that.
Twas.
Just yeah. Stop talking about it.
We were there.
And
we were so close.
Done. Right? I know. We like, and that's I think that's why our generation is like, what the
fuck?
Like if you're describing why? Somebody, you do have to use color.
Is color their only
but that's not their only attribute.
Yeah,
attribute.
Most of the time if I'm in like a group setting and there's a colored person over there, I'll be like that person in the red shirt.
There you go. That works.
Other, I do that a lot.
Other right? Attributes that don't have to be the, color. Listen, yeah. when did African American become a thing? We didn't use it when we were in high school.
No.
I think, and I could be wrong, and well, somebody can fact check me, but it didn't start until about 2006, 2007. All of a sudden, I'm hearing African, and I'm looking at some of my black buddies going, motherfucker, you ain't ever left the country.
Right? Right.
When the you ain't
you
left the
even
state.
Left Pueblo.
Yeah. And you're, so how are you African American?
Right.
Yeah.
You are American.
Yeah.
You're just American. That's it.
And your dad and your granddaddy are American too.
Probably.
Well, and I was
gotta go three, four generations back.
7 years ago, I'm no longer allowed to say that I'm native to Colorado because native, the word, is racist. And I'm like, no. The definition of the word is born and raised in a specific area,
what
region.
The fuck!
I have a hunch we're going to use the shit out of that button today.
You might need to just give control of that button over here so I can just speak.
And bullshit.
Let me level one more at you.
This is going to trigger her more.
Uh-oh.
Probably.
Uh-oh.
This is going to be fun. Cakewalk.
What?
What?
How is that racist?
Is your neck okay? Dude, she straight shook her head like 23 times in about a quarter of a second.
We covered this on the...
Okay,
the...
so that's a fatism.
A who?
You only know that if you're fat.
Oh, no.
I thought... I swear I thought you said fad. I was like,
I thought she did too.
A fatism?
Fatism.
Well, here's what the University of Arizona says.
Yeah,
the cakewalk was a dance performed for white people by black people to mock how white people danced. I would love to see that because that'd be funny as shit.
We covered that one on another show.
That is fair.
I'm going to bounce right over this next one just because.
Okay.
Hold down the fort.
Come on.
Wasn't that a Davy Crockett thing?
Right? Wasn't that a
anyone who was in a war thing?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point.
Well, like the Wild West. Hold down the fort.
It stems from settlers in North America building forts and guarding them against
Indians.
Everybody.
Native American intruders.
Well, I'm pretty sure they guarded them against the Europeans, too, when we were in the Civil
War. Crybaby motherfuckers.
Yeah, hold down the fort. That's not, no, come on.
And you know, I'm pretty sure that's not an American thing.
When you say that, when somebody says that, hey, stay here, hold down the fort, what are you thinking?
Make sure everything's good and secure and there's no shenanigans going on.
Yeah.
That's what.
Remember when we were kids, we could play cowboys and Indians and nobody got their feelings hurt. Cops and robbers.
You know what?
We used to play Smear the Queer.
Yeah.
And when we were playing that, I never once thought about the person that had hold of the ball that they were gay. Never even crossed my mind.
Nope.
Queer to me meant you were the unfortunate guy who was holding the ball at the moment we are all coming to tackle you.
Yes.
That's it.
You're a dead man.
Yes.
If we were kids and all this bullshit came about, one of us would have been in trouble for saying, we're going to call it fuck up the faggot?
That would probably have been me.
I mean, seriously.
One faggot's just a cigarette.
Well, so faggot comes from the Greek word. I don't remember what it is, but it basically means a bundle of sticks.
Yeah, it's a bundle of
sticks. The English took the term faggot because they used to call cigarettes a stick.
Right. Yep.
And a pack was a faggot.
Yep.
Right.
And that's what, so, hey,
give me a fag.
Can I bum a fag?
Yep.
Now, bumming a fag means something completely different today.
Bum is racist, too. So,
No. Bumming.
You can't call anyone a
Karen, slow down. Bumming a fag.
Oh, thank you. I know.
Yeah, you can't do that.
We need video again.
Yeah, we do. I'm not going to give the description of that one. So, come on. Tipping point.
That just sounds sexual.
In the middle 20th century, the term tipping point became synonymous with white flight. What?
What?
White flight?
They're making shit up.
It is an Arizona university.
To me, that's a bunch of kids out on the farm got nothing better to do, and they're out pushing cows over.
I'm just thinking Jenga.
Yeah. I'm thinking mad as hell, and an argument just turned into a physical altercation. Whatever color you are.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
That's a good one.
I've reached my tipping point.
I bet boiling point's fucking racist.
Oh, probably too.
Yeah.
This one may be different. When you hear this term, I know what I think of immediately. Obviously, I'm reading from a woke university's point of view. So, redline.
Do you take it to the max?
If you're looking at a tachometer.
Yeah.
Right. That's
and your RPMs are going up. Once you start pegging that red line, shouldn't use pegging either, apparently.
That was funny.
That's going to be homosexual in nature. That'd be a pegging a fag, too, right? come on, I'm just
asking for
a cigarette. That'll teach you to go poop in the middle of an episode. So red line, exactly. Your tack is burning out. You don't want to push too hard.
You're redlining it. You're pushing it too far. Yeah.
Redlining refers to discriminatory practices during Jim Crow that sectioned off particular areas within cities based on race and then did not fund those areas nor include them in government-driven programs that helped communities flourish.
They're just making shit up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Thank you very much.
That's not what it means
to me at all. In my life has redlining referred to anything other than a car.
That's the way I thought of it.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. You don't have to ask.
No, I want to throw in a caveat about...
That's probably racist somewhere.
Probably. Never mind.
Go, Mary. You opened it. Go.
I wanted to say that I didn't mean to bring up faggot, wrong, and I have nothing against gay people, blah, blah,
blah,
blah, blah.
You didn't bring it up wrong. I brought it up. I said okay. Queer the smear the queer.
I thought I was the one that
No, did. I did. I'm not going to let you take the fall on that one.
And if people think we're trying to be
because I wasn't trying
insensitive to
be, thank you.
Homosexuals, right, no, we're not.
So listen, I promise everybody, I'm going to cut that clip. I'm going to cut it out, and I'm going to send it to conservative Ant. And then if he's going to get the final rule. If he rules it's inadmissible, we'll cut it out of the show.
Thanks, Ant.
I have a hunch,
like
though.
Like your number one fan.
He's going to laugh his ass off because of what we said. Because right? I'll bet he'd get a kick out of fuck up the faggot. Because
right.
He knows what we're making fun of.
We are.
The ridiculousness of this.
Yeah, we're not.
And this next one.
We're not attacking homosexuals. Okay. We're trying to show how
I just wanted
stupid
to.
Yeah, this no, whole
I,
thing
I,
was.
I get where you're at. And I understand your position for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
This one fucking pisses me off.
Uh-oh.
Articulate.
Articulate?
Articulate.
What?
Well-spoken?
Well-spoken.
Yeah. Right.
Articulate, yeah.
It's racist.
It's racist.
Oh.
To refer
so
to a person
Biden
of
said
color.
That man over, that black man over there is pretty articulate.
Well, and here it is right here. To assume that the opposite is true of a person of color when referring to a black person as an articulate person.
So our stupid in chief.
You're being nice.
Pretender.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Okay, but I don't get
that. I don't understand that at all because I wouldn't specifically say that about somebody who.
Again, they're making shit up.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, don't touch the burner when it's hot. Like, don't articulate that. Don't go ticking like that. That ding. Don't look at that. That.
Hey, all of a sudden, Jeff turned Cajun.
Right.
I was like, where'd that come from?
He's from Creole.
Like
Creole Williams.
You remember
making shit.
The Cajun chef back in the day.
Man. What was his name? My dad used to watch him religiously. Only one time did he actually make a meal that I was like, dang, that was good. Because the rest of it, I was like, I don't think that's how it was.
Watching for your term, sir. Oh,
dude, the guy used to make some shit up, and you just die laughing.
Yeah,
Justin Williams. I know it. No, I can't.
No,
right
no,
now.
Don't look it up. Just reminded Jeff. Reminded me.
Oh my god, that guy was amazing.
Now he's just thrown. All of a sudden, he's like from Louisiana. Dude's from Aurora.
So it could be the city.
I thought it was Island Ranch, but okay. You know.
Inglewood.
Still considered Southern if you're from Wyoming.
Probably shouldn't have said it that way. That might be racist.
Right. It might be a racist if.
Might be redneck too.
So here's one you hear on, for some reason, it's only on social media lately. I'm not going to read it just because I know what it is. A lot of people saying they're spirit animal.
Yeah, I know
that's
that
racist.
Yeah, because Indian culture, Native American culture. See,
we're
this
appropriating
is the part,
Native American.
We're appropriating.
Okay,
that one I kind of I'm on board.
I'm
with.
On the, but it's just dumb.
But if you were to go and visit a Native, I lived essentially on the Navajo in the Grand Canyon that we're surrounded by the Navajos. Nation,
yeah. I've actually
been. And worked with like 90% of the staff there was Native. If I went to them and said, hey, I want to find out my spirit animal, they say, oh, yeah, let's go and do a thing and we'll do a ceremony. And they would
get
say,
you high as fuck and then get you a little drunk and then be like,
we got we got a thing for that. Let's go do it. And they would not care the color of your skin.
Nope.
Because the Native Americans are crybabies.
Yeah.
No,
look,
they're not.
I've got some very close friends. I consider the younger to be like one of my daughters. And they're from the Lakota tribe. Okay. I have talked to them extensively, like, what bothers you? Well, first and foremost, they're very conservative, which I found out through them.
Yes, they are.
Most Native Americans are, because they want small government, because the big government fucked them.
Right.
Right? Yeah. But one of the things, because here was one squaw. Was a big deal, right?
That one makes
sense. Were using it. And I said, okay, I can't understand why squaw would be considered demeaning. And so once they sat down and explained it to me, I said, perfect sense. Not that I ever used the term anyway, but I had heard somebody get their feelings hurt, but they were white, so I didn't ask them. And so when I talked to them, they were like, no, this is why, and this makes perfectly makes sense to me. But like Karen was getting at, these people didn't care, these people, the Native Americans, they don't give a shit about the color of your skin. If you show interest in their culture,
right,
you show genuine interest in their beliefs, they were happy to sit down with you.
As has every other culture I've interacted with. Now, I'm not a world traveler, so that's not many.
No, but working in the Grand Canyon, they traveled to you.
Yes, yes. And you ask them about their culture and what's going on, and they will give you...
everything. Sometimes too much.
Yes.
So when I was in high school, I actually went on a trip with my school down to the Navajo Reservation to plant fruit trees for the nation. Mm-hmm. Because... the whole spiel was Kit Carson had come in and destroyed their crops. And
oh, you're talking the Lahana area.
No, actually, the Navajo Reservation in Arizona.
Oh, you're oh,
Four Corners thought, area.
Four Corners area. Kit Carson also had... he, one of his partners was Bent. I can't remember the dude's first name, and they built a fort in eastern Colorado.
But this was actually on the reservation.
Gotcha.
And I actually got to go down into Canyon del Muerto, which What's is a mean? Sacred canyon.
What's, isn't that the canyon of the dead?
Mm-hmm.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I can pick out a word once in a while.
And it's this, the sacred canyon, and most white people aren't allowed in there.
Well, just like the grasslands, wherever we are, I don't know.
That Pawnee National Grasslands?
Yeah.
Those are really supposed to be...
very sacred.
Sacred, but, you know, the government just screws everything out of there.
But here's the Navajo Nation allowed us to come in and plant trees for them. Each family that we planted these trees for on their property were giving us blankets and pottery and
did you wash them real good so they would make sure there's no smallpox in it?
No.
They're trying to get back at us, is what he's saying.
No. Thank God. That's racist, my friend.
It wasn't racist. It's a factual thing. Our government gave
blankets. Our government did that to them.
Payback's a motherfucker.
I wasn't government. Understood. I was a high school.
Well, you're overanalyzing the joke. Next. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo is racist.
Really?
It says so right here.
Eeny, meeny, miny. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Finish that off. Yeah.
The nursery rhyme is innocent enough because now it says catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. But
that's the way I've always known it.
That's the only way I've known it until just now, where the tiger word is not necessarily the tiger word.
I will admit
that it's tiger without the T, huh?
Our sperm donor always taught us with the...
the other way.
Yeah.
See, and I'd never heard that.
Yeah. I had never heard it. Of course, I knew
that. I definitely understand that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's another one from another university that might hit a little closer to home.
Wow. Excuse me. That was loud.
Wow. We could hear that one come all the way from the...
Mind your metaphors, idioms, and phrases, the race edition from Colorado State University.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Isn't idiom just short for idiot?
I think so. Yeah.
I think idiom was that term we were trying to find last week.
Here it is right here, Mary. Interestingly enough, the term native. In Colorado, we see stickers of our license plate with the term native on them. And we hear non-native people referring to themselves as natives of the state or referring to native English speakers. Trouble is that by claiming to be native as non-native people, we're further erasing people who are native and indigenous to this land.
See, okay. That's just...
but as a native of Colorado,
right?
I'm not trying to take away from
the
Native Americans who lived here. I'm saying I was born and raised, and I've never left this state. So I'm a native.
And we're proud
Kiss
of
my
it.
White ass. Sorry.
Well, and most Colorado so you have natives to, are right? proud of the fact that we're natives to Colorado. Oops.
So I guess we better define what native is. If being born somewhere
All
doesn't
right,
make
producer
you...
producer Karen, look it up.
Negative.
If being born somewhere doesn't make you a native...
negative.
Well,
here's,
then...
here's where we can make a difference. We can be very... we can be sensitive to some of these terms. Absolutely, we agree
right,
that
like
there's
the
some of these...
meeny, 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 meeny,
okay.
Totally get that.
I didn't know that until I read
right,
that.
Same.
Makes sense. Some of, you know, some of these... for instance, off the reservation. I get that. Doesn't, you know, probably not the best thing to say.
Right.
But aren't we getting to a point where we're just being too fucking sensitive?
Yeah, that's exactly where we're at.
Because listen, 100%. I got to tell you, you know.
None of those would offend me.
Right. Before
it's the freaking virtual signalers up at these universities that are trying to make a name for themselves or get published or whatever to be popular, quote unquote. That they're making up these this is offensive bullshit.
And here's the shitty part. And it starts to make sense to us when, you know, kids are told the only way that you'll get anywhere in this life is to go to college.
Yeah.
Not true.
Take out a student loan, go balls deep in debt, and then come out woke as fuck and in debt. And then be mad at the system because you followed that system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the problem isn't left or right.
Problem is the system. It's the system.
Oh, yeah.
We have these universities who are charging outrageous fees for classes and for whatnot. And there's no value to what they're giving us other than don't say gay. Don't be white.
Don't be a dickhead.
They don't say don't be a dickhead because they're the biggest fucking dickheads around.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And they all they do is they educate these people to be dickheads. Mm-hmm. So these white folks mostly come out of college fucking dickheads.
You're right.
Yeah.
And you paid for that? You could have come hung out with us for a week. We'd have given you a far better education. And you could still call us dickheads at the end.
Right. Mm-hmm. Edumacated.
It just, you know.
Okay, so to a T, every single place that has a definition of native is a person born in a specified place.
I think I'm a native Coloradan.
Every single dictionary or place that has a definition of native.
Even the urban dictionary.
Well, see.
Everywhere.
Well, the last time I was there.
When you add American to it, now we have the connotation of the indigenous species. And I would never claim to be a Native American, even though technically we are.
Correct. Yeah,
that's true.
I would never claim to be.
I always say Native Coloradan.
Right. Right.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. When I was buying plates not too long ago, I noticed that the Native plates are gone.
Yeah.
But you can get the Pioneer plates.
Which is essentially the same thing.
Well, isn't Pioneer white privilege?
Thank you. Couldn't we argue that point?
We could absolutely. If we wanted to be those people.
Only Tommy's a big enough dickhead to point it out, though.
We could absolutely claim that as being racist.
Think about this. Okay, I think we're all of the... He just touched my screen.
It's the midweek. You know, I'm just saying.
The bug.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Mary's going to stand up and shout for joy.
No, she looked like she was having one of those, you know, those fits.
Southern Baptist revival like
she,
right here.
Like she hadn't taken her Skits medicine this morning, and she just wanted to slap the shit out of that guy in front of her before he... I was like, what are you doing?
We all twitch a little.
That wasn't a twitch, Jeff. She straight out was punching.
He's worried about you.
I know she's sitting next to you, but just wink or something, okay? We got you. We'll take care of you, bro.
We did try out those pans the other day.
We did.
Give Tommy reference because he's confused now. We went to the Home and Garden show.
Okay. Two different women.
Right? And since he's not on Facebook, he wouldn't have seen it.
So there's two different kinds of wives who are looking at the pan.
Right, pansexual and...
No.
Oh, wait.
Hold on. Right. So we were looking at cookware, and there were some nice...
Like cast
pots and
iron.
Pans.
Okay.
They're kind of cast iron-ish. But anyway, there's two types of women. The ones that are looking at it as for cooking.
To like, he's showing you, to like showing you flip the
eggs. And the other one's looking at it for as a...
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's true. There's two different types of women.
I'm going to go further.
What scares me is both of these women are like, that's pretty heavy.
And then we went...
Nobody wants to point out that both of those women are Asian.
No.
Do me a favor and put that on our social. Just so I don't get smacked around. Listen, you know, I get asked at work once in a while, aren't you guys afraid? Because you guys get really close to those lines once in a while. And he said, aren't you getting afraid of being canceled? I said, what are they going to do?
Take away your birthday.
I'm broke, so you can't sue me for shit. I rent
broke,
my house.
I'm poor. Yeah.
I work 6 days broke. A week, right?
Still poor.
And I'm still poor. Oh, they're going to cancel the show? No, because we can upload it somewhere else.
Right.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
So I think the people that listen to us expect that from us. So they're not going anywhere. So, no, I'm not afraid of getting canceled at all.
Notice we got right up to the line.
Yeah, we just tiptoe right up to it.
No, I said Asians pretty clearly.
That's true.
The only thing that, you know.
It's not untrue.
They're both Asian ladies.
Both the women on there are Asian.
Holding these pans. That one in the back, though, she looked like she was on a mission to whoop somebody's ass.
Yeah.
That pan.
Well, that's what was funny is that both these, Karen and Mary, were hefting that like it was a freaking wet
like mallet. We tried out some really nice German cookware.
That's the thing, though, is to a hammer, everything looks like a nail, right? I mean, and let's be honest, I've seen some people use some shit for a hammer that I'd be like, man, you didn't think that through.
Well, to be fair, my grandfather told me to just use whatever I have available to me to measure things, to...
And we did get told that.
Yeah.
We did get told that.
Yeah.
I watched a lady the other day, I think my wife showed it to me. So it's been maybe a few weeks. This nice, nice Makita drill, right? She literally takes the battery off of the charger and puts it in the right in the place, right? She does the measurements. I'm watching. I was like, what am I watching here? She's building something. I'm not impressed that a woman's doing it. I've seen this, you know, lots of great carpenters that are women. She said, just watch. And she measures like four times. She gets, she puts the drill right up, grabs hold of the hammer and starts smacking the ass into the drill. I said, that's got to be a setup, right? It's got to be a setup. There was more to the story because apparently this is one of those mail order brides who knew her shit back home, but they didn't use drills. They
used the hand drills?
They did, well, the hand drills, and they did a lot of carving. I was just, why would you smack the shit out of a Makita drill right on its asshole, you know? To a hammer, everything's a nail.
It's true.
I tried that line at home a few weeks ago on the wife, and she's like, yeah, well, this one's already been
drilled.
That was a nice way of saying no. Yeah.
Not tonight, honey.
She doesn't say not tonight anymore, because okay. I'll stay up past midnight.
Got a headache.
I tried that once, too. I just walked in the bedroom, handed her a handful of aspirin or some Tylenol and a glass of water. She said, what's this for? I said, your headache. And she's like, I don't have a headache. Good, let's go. And it was something else. I'm tired. I don't ask you to do anything. I'm not asking. Just lay there. No. Just, I don't care if you snore. I'm fine. She still said no.
I can understand why.
Yeah, me too. Should we talk about kinks?
No.
That's the good answer. Thank you.
I was just going to say, not with my sister here.
No, I was just trying to change off of that course of direction because I don't need to get smacked anymore.
Nope.
or maybe I do. I don't know.
Hey, I've got a question. When we're talking about all the like racial slurs and people being offended by stuff, do you think it's legit that the Gen Z people think that a thumbs up is flipping you off?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't heard this one?
This is like a huge thing across social media. Yeah, that Gen Z is, I'm so offended that you give me a thumbs up because that's like flipping me off.
No.
Or that you use punctuation in your text messages. I think you're yelling at me.
Yeah, punctuation is aggressive. And the thumbs up is another symbol for flipping me off.
Yeah.
And as a Gen Xer, if I'm going to flip you off,
I'm flipping you off. Yeah, they actually the bird. Have that emoji.
I know, but I'd rather use my finger and take a picture of it.
Well, I mean, either way. Like, if you're going to flip them off, you're going
to
flip
them
off.
I want to go back to this thumbs up thing.
Yeah.
When did that become fuck you?
I don't know.
No. Double bird.
So now I can do it this way.
This is the problem with
That's the next picture for our.
I got you.
These are the problems with these generations, these young kids. They just make shit up to be offended by. Like, if you're that offended, I have a great idea. Let's pad your room and don't fucking leave it.
Yeah.
And take away the internet because you're fucking ruined.
Right?
Like, have you ever seen that picture with the baby in the diaper and that shit is just all the way up to the back of their head?
Yeah.
And it's green and brown and yellow. It's just, throw that fucking kid out and try it again. It's fucking ruined, okay? These kids today are fucking ruined. If thumbs up is, you're telling me fuck you. No, if I'm telling you fuck you, I would just tell you fuck you.
The first time I read an article or watched a video of somebody complaining about the thumbs up emoji.
First thing I'd want to do be like,
I had to see, okay, wait, maybe this is just satire. Maybe this person's just fucking with us. You know, but I dug and dug. No, they actually think that the thumbs up and us using
and punctuation.
It's just good grammar, right? It's
punctuation is offensive.
It's aggressive. Yeah.
I've never felt threatened by quotation mark.
Yeah. A comma?
It's because we went to school and actually learned
how. One of the videos that's on social media, there's a creator, and there's, you know, a little millennial or Gen Z kid or something saying, don't do that, blah, 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 blah. And this other creator goes, but you don't understand. Grammar was our punishment.
Yeah.
we would have to sit down and write, I will not, blah, 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 100 times. And if it wasn't perfectly
lined up,
it wasn't perfectly.
You miss a comma in one line, you're doing it all over again.
Exactly.
Period.
You didn't want her to miss a period.
No, that's bad. That's bad.
See, now I'm befuddled. That's probably racist, I'm sure.
Careful. Some Warner Brothers cartoon and guys going to be this, pissed off that you said that.
Right, no doubt. Copyright violation. Fuck you. I'd get one from Elon. Go fuck yourself.
Cease and desist.
Yes, CDC. Or CDS, I don't know. C-A-D, CAD. Anyway. So
I can do that to him all the time.
Shortly after we graduated high school, we're all real close in that age, they stopped teaching cursive.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I couldn't figure out why for such a long time. And, you know, okay, we were moving towards the digital era, whatever. But then it clicked in me a couple of weeks ago, and maybe I heard it that made me think of it. It's possible. What is the Constitution written?
It was in cursive.
Do you think this is a long-term goal? Is so that these kids get so dumbed down and they're offended by words and they're offended by pictures and they're offended by actions of somebody that never even touched them. But that's the goal, is to pussify this nation and to make it so they can't read the Constitution, so that when they take those rights away, they're fucked?
I would like to say you're probably on the right track. However, from what I recall last week, you blamed our generation for the pussification of the coming up generations.
Correct. We did. Absolutely. Yes. And I stand by that.
I agree.
I look at the way you raised your girls, and I look at the way that Bear raised his kids, and I look at the way I raised mine, and we were all very close. We all kind of had that same expectation. Mm-hmm. But we're not normal. We are an anomaly to our generation in some ways, because a lot of people that we went to school with, I've watched them with their children and went, "You're not going to fuck them up for that." Like they're still standing. You know that, right? Like they're.
Well, we learned from our parents, and to go back to that real quick. We learned from our parents to put the fear of God. We don't have to actually lay hands.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. It's a look.
Attitude and a look. That's really all you need.
My kids would always tell me they would rather hear me yelling at them than to be calm.
Still didn't turn that thing off.
That's my kid. He doesn't understand that I'm still recording.
All right, here. Punctuation is the difference between helping your Uncle Jack off a horse and you're helping your Uncle Jack off a horse.
See?
Punctuation does make a difference.
And capitalization.
Right?
So proper grammar is very important. And these kids think that...
Oh, no, we don't need that.
We don't need that. And it's scary.
Really?
The scariest part about it is that... And I found myself guilty of this. Somebody will text me, hey, are you busy? No, what's up? And my phone will ring, and I'll be like, damn it, I didn't want to talk to anybody. Text me. You don't have to talk. It's too much to text. Well, shorten it. Leave out all the fluff. Just get to the point. Tell me. So in that sense, I am
noted.
Bad about it.
Next time I do that.
Not always. But you know what I mean? We all have that couple of friends that you love to death until you're on the phone with them. And then you're like, motherfucker, shut up.
Siblings like that.
I love you. I do, man. I'll do anything, but text it to me. You don't need to
calm down.
You don't need to talk for 45 minutes and only say three things. Yet here we do record for an hour plus each week, and that's all I do is run my fucking mouth. It's probably why I don't want to talk on the phone.
I think you're storing it all up.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
So that we get it.
We all get it, yeah.
Yep.
It helps. At least we're making a few bucks.
Are we?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, I mean.
But in order to help them.
She's tried to get this in here twice, and I purposely was going to leave it alone till the end. But we're going to let her give the ad out. Go ahead.
Yeah, you want to do it? Do it.
Come on. Nope. Get her done.
You started it.
Come on. Look, if I think anybody else could do it, you could do it.
In order to help these two guys monetize this and grow this podcast.
And help us fight the culture war.
And help them fight the culture war. You can subscribe on...
I watched it leave her head. You were on a roll too. Like her face went blank as soon as she said "at," and then she kind of went, "Oh, fuck."
She did a Biden.
She did.
Or Mitch McConnell. Hey, speaking of which, he's retiring at the end of this.
Kind of cool.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
I saw that.
Go to patreon.podbean.com/unrestrained.
That's the one.
You've got three levels to choose from. The cheapest price is just $2.50 a month. For the price of a quarter cup of coffee,
right?
You can help support this show and continue on this fight.
Can't even get a cake pop for that price anymore.
A what?
Cake pop.
I thought she said cakewalk. I was like, we're not doing that again.
Did you hear that's racist?
Here's the funny part. Every year in grade school, we had those carnivals, and there was always a cakewalk.
Always. Right? Mm-hmm. Always.
That's all I ever thought of cakewalk until I read that. Well, that's so cakewalk for our listeners. Apparently, the slave owners used to be real dickheads, and they would...
That's shocking.
They would make the slaves dance and mock white people dancing.
Usually themselves. The slave owner wanted them to mock them.
Right.
Themselves. Yeah, and so all the slave owners would have this big old gala, and the funniest slaves won the cake.
So it's kind of like them being jesters.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I was just going to
say
that.
From medieval times. Yeah. So that's the same... thing, and it wasn't racist then.
No.
Well,
because it was funny,
right? Hey, maybe that's because it was white on white.
Well, here's the best part. We Jeff's always there's always a thing about
1%, Jeff. 1%.
There's always
loud. So I only need one ear.
Why don't you just tell me to turn it down, bro?
Well, then because then that'll turn down everything.
No, it doesn't. It just turns down your headphones.
I don't want to. It's okay. Carry on.
Dear God, we are watching a domestic violence unfold.
Don't touch
I don't want to hear out of my right ear.
We're gonna have to separate you two.
Jesus.
Let me get close to those buttons.
Why don't you stay the fuck away from those buttons? All of a sudden, we'll just hear.
What the fuck?
And that'll be me going, you just ruined the board. I didn't ruin it. I just turned it down. It's almost ruined.
It's the same thing, right?
It's almost ruined.
You get fired, right?
Can't fire the. Stop firing the help.
You can't go to lunch at this time. But it's the same thing. You just fired me.
I've had a few of those arguments like that. I didn't say you couldn't do that. I just said we got to do the dishes first. Yeah, whatever.
Same thing.
Can't ever have ice cream again.
Yep,
fuck.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, we have those arguments when we talk.
You don't love me anymore.
Yeah. No,
all I said was I just didn't want ice cream for breakfast or dinner.
Breakfast, too.
Or breakfast.
I'll do both.
You know that's the best dinner ever is breakfast?
It is.
I agree.
Absolutely. French toast, fried eggs, sausage links, and bacon.
Absolutely.
Thick-ass bacon.
Breakfast burritos.
They're all right. I'd just rather that big old... Remember that Denny's Grand Slam shit we used to get for like $4?
Oh, yeah.
Now it's $34.
Right.
Fucking thanks, Biden.
The Rudy Tootie is expensive now, too.
Wow, you went way
back. Rudy Tootie, fresh and fruity.
Come on, we all had that.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Is there even a Denny's anymore?
Nope.
There is. 72nd and Sheridan.
Oh, yeah.
Not many, but there's a couple.
Kipling. Yeah.
It's about this big.
What do you talk to my wife?
She's letting shit out.
Just for the record, she just held her fingers about a half inch apart, maybe an inch. Well, this just got off the deep end here.
From the floor.
What? Wait, what? What just happened?
Nothing.
Inside joke.
Always takes a one guy.
I only got 2 inches from the floor. Yeah, I must have been sitting down. See, you can't say Indian style anymore either.
Oh, no, you can't. That would be racist.
No, it's crisscross applesauce.
That's so weird.
Crisscross applesauce? Yeah,
it would be. It got said
what
so much.
What does apples have to do with it?
Right?
Aren't we being segregationist towards the pilgrims?
Right?
Right.
Now we're being non-inclusive.
Oh, fuck. Here we go. I have seen some weird shit over the last couple of years, guys, but I'm telling you, this, all these definitions and these these changing of words and fucking thumbs up means fuck you and okay means Ku Klux Klan. It just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yes.
We are creating problems for ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, and
to make people feel good. Problems.
Yeah. Well, you're making. Okay, maybe originally these terms had some racial connotations.
Some of them, sure.
You know, some of them. But like I said before, a lot of these have changed their definitions over the years, like master bedroom or some of the other things we've talked about already. They've changed over the years. They don't mean what they used to mean. You want to go back to that. You want to go back to segregation and race, you know, all that. Stop.
Right.
Right.
Please stop.
It was all but eliminated.
Yeah, and I think it still is eliminated, but all of a sudden now, there was
people like us are talking about it.
That mayor in Ohio somewhere, I think it was, she wanted to have a holiday party, but it was for only people of color in the city. And she thought she wouldn't get caught.
Yeah, I remember that.
Dumbass. She wanted to have a holiday party for city employees, but no whites were allowed at the party.
Wow.
That's
if
racist.
If you go to college campuses right now, there are color student tutoring. I don't know about the dorms for sure, but I know that they have color segregated tutoring
in the libraries. Yeah,
we fought as a country a war to stop that shit, and then it took years after that war until what, the mid-50s before Brown University.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For that.
We fought to get rid of all this segregation. And now the very people who were aggrieved by that, their ancestors are now coming, or their offspring are coming and trying to bring it back into play.
Oh, yeah. They want to go backwards.
I don't like it.
When they started taking down Civil War statues because they were offensive, here in Colorado, we've renamed mountains. Because of people that may have done some atrocities back in the day. Well, you're erasing history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never thought that the day would come where you'd have to remind people those who do not learn from their past are doomed to repeat it. Mm-hmm. And these fucking idiots, very generic, I want to be clear, are doing everything they can to erase traumatic history.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm not saying that what Stapleton did, I don't know for sure.
Right.
Must have been bad because they renamed a whole fucking neighborhood after it.
Right.
They took the neighbor away. Mount Evans, a guy who probably was dead before they ever thought about slavery being ended. Not true, but, you know, but we got to rename it because whatever it was he did. We can't have General Lee statues in the because he was a bad guy who fought for the South.
Isn't that a car?
It is, but nobody wants to take that fucking thing away.
No, right? You better not take away the General Lee.
Yeah, got pictures of that bad boy.
Freaking nice.
One of nine. They
well, it's
nine
got the wrong flag
cars.
On it, too.
No, it doesn't. It has the flag that belongs on the General Lee. That's it. That car is history.
It is.
It's nostalgic history for us. That would be similar to the Mexican government saying, you know what, the eagle's offensive, so we're taking that off of our flag. Well, then you're nothing more than an Italian without a bird.
Right.
Almost. A little different color. But you know what I mean? This erasing of history is foolish, but then
we're dangerous. Recreating it.
I don't give a fuck if we're recreating it. If we're forgetting it, we're going to relive it.
Absolutely. We are.
But there's always got to be a but, right?
But.
Whole. Butthead, I like that. Thank you. If you take away all of that stuff and we allow those who are bitching about that stuff being taken down and it repeats itself, it's not going to be the exact same.
No.
But there are many who are talking about the great replacement, where whites will become the minority in this country and probably others. I don't care about that. I truly don't care. I don't care if I'm a minority. Mm-mm. I'm not being aggrieved.
Right. We don't care about being a minority because we were.
Correct.
And where we grew up. We were the minority, so we don't care about that. What are they thinking? We're going to be slaves now? We already are.
Well, I got news for those that are doing it. They are too.
Well, we all
have
slaves.
We have a slave master, and they reside in Washington, D.C.
We have this uncle. Every week he takes money from my paycheck.
And he doesn't do shit for that money.
This motherfucker never helps me out.
Yeah. Anytime I do ask for help, he says I don't meet the qualification.
Right.
Because of your skin color.
Because of my skin color.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts that who writes history to begin with?
The winners.
It's not always the good guy. Mm-hmm. It isn't. Mm-hmm. But if we lose the history of where we started as a nation, and we allow that to slip away from us, then our great-grandchildren will pay the cost for us not doing something about it now. I don't know, man. It just sneaks up on me. And if we don't do something now, I would rather be forgotten completely because I did something half-assed or because I did something okay than to be remembered for not doing something that needed to be done. And I would rather not have a memory at all to precede me in this life than to have somebody go, oh, yeah, that guy didn't do shit. He just watched it happen and he didn't say anything.
Yeah, that's why we started this. So
that's exactly it. You know, so it's not a soapbox. It's just I want to be remembered for doing something. Not for not doing anything. And so
your legacy is tug.
It's a tug. My legacy is to tug.
Yes.
I will ride that mantle.
Can you write that out for me that you concur that my legacy is to tug?
You want a prescription?
Basically, yeah. Because if my wife catches me for the third time, she might kick me out.
But honey, it's my legacy.
I have to tug often.
I have to leave something.
You know what her response is? Not in my towels, you don't.
That's why you use your sock.
I heard sock.
And a shirt, apparently.
That's only because that's what I have. That's,
and that's, a dirty shirt.
That's only
on
because that's all I have on right now. Normally, I have the towel.
No. You have more than just a shirt on right now. Or socks.
Well, don't. But that's convenient, is what I'm saying. A
I'm
sock
saying,
you can get out.
But I'm just
and
making sure, right, because this isn't knows, television.
And nobody knows that you used it. I got you.
These are still all right. I've only done it 3 times on this pair.
It's a little crunchy.
After you walk around in anymore. It for a little while, the crunchiness wears off.
It goes away, yeah. Then I just have to shake the flakes out.
It's like dehydrated food, I guess.
Oh, I grossed myself out. That was pretty good.
Right, so anyways.
Look, Jeff can't even come up with anything. Karen snorted. No, look what we did.
Yeah.
Hey, if we don't entertain you.
Fuck off.
No. I'm giving you a thumbs up. Yeah. Yes.
Way to bring that one full circle. Every single one of these went red. All of them. That was beautiful. Oh my God.
You know, what's up, bro?
Maybe we should do this Wednesday shit a little more often.
We should.
We did, you know, I did look at
Is that a circle jerk or what?
It'd be a circle tug.
Oh, why'd you take that there?
It'd be a circle. Hey, you know what's funny is night before last I was
at a circle jerk?
No. They don't invite me anymore. Right? Because I turned down being the pivot. There's no way I'm going to pivot.
Because
I said, okay. And two of them are like, no, we don't want your butthole.
Okay, bro.
The other night, you know how when you're just between sleep and wake and you think something really weird off and you just kind of jerk you laugh at yourself or something? So I'm in that phase of just between half asleep and half awake. And I knew I'd fallen asleep thinking about some things for the show. And for some reason, circle jerk was right in the forefront of my mind. And I was like, well, that wouldn't work. We'd have to call it a circle tug. And then it's even more uncomfortable than a circle jerk. Because a jerk implies that you're pushing away, whereas a tug implies that you're pulling close. And that sounds a little bit
gay.
He said it, not me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say something?
I'm not. I'll bet your aunt would he'd approve that too.
Yeah, you guys send this whole episode.
Yeah, the whole. Hey, before we air this, buddy, we talked about some wild shit, and we
can you
promise
this
yeah,
for
yeah,
us.
Just proof this. Do us a, just edit
we're,
it out
we're
for
call
us.
You our token, and can you just give us approval?
Wow.
Sean does not approve this message.
Neither does Mary.
And we just want you to understand that he's not responsible for what his wife said at all. We love you. We don't look at you as a token at all.
No.
Nope.
We already have an Italian.
We do?
You. Partial.
Not really.
I'm like, really?
Just go with it.
You're Italian. Okay. When did that happen?
Just go with it.
Can't.
Oh my God! These people can't.
I went. Sorry, with
just, you did, but then it just went around the table. I was just like, I was trying to give us an out. Remember in high school, there was always that one, and I'm not saying that this is you. I want to be clear,
oh,
but
yeah, sure.
We always had this one friend that we'd all just we would. Nobody had to say anything. One of us would say something, and everybody just kind of went, well, and then this, if they needed to, they'd tag a little bit onto it just so that it looked very fluid. But there was always that one asshole in the group. You'd get that, you'd be like, oh, well, we were doing this, this, and that. We didn't do that. We weren't even over there. And you're like, motherfucker.
When did we get fucking ice cream?
Right? Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about like in front of your parents?
Unfortunately,
or
that was usually me.
Telephone, right? Well, I didn't say that.
No. So basically, here's how it worked.
Yeah. It was where we made up a story of what we were doing and what was going on or what we wanted to do. Yeah.
We'd make that story up.
We worked at Walmart.
We'll have to tell this story at some point. We kind of have in the past, but... I stole my parents' truck one night when they were on vacation. We had done it 100 times before. These were back when you could roll the miles back by pulling it in reverse. Oh. So we always checked the mileage. We made sure the tires were marked specifically where they were. We did it. I mean, we went through some serious work before we ever moved that vehicle. And we had done it so many times that we were flawless at it. One night we take the truck.
You think?
And, well, we were. What happened was way outside of our control, sort of. Mm. We were, and all we were doing, we were just driving around. That's it. We were driving around.
Joyride.
It was Bear and I. Somebody else was with us, and we dropped them off. I can't remember who it was, but...
Somebody lived over on the north side.
Yeah, and I don't remember who it was. Anyway, we dropped them off. We're cruising around, and we had... Remember Big K sodas?
Mm-hmm.
We had a 12-pack of those, and we were drinking those. We weren't dragging, we weren't speeding, we were just driving around talking. That's what we would
do. Not home.
We drive past the park that's also right next to a school, and we did this so many times, you didn't even think about it when you were done or close to done with your soda. You let go of the can and it just flew. Well, once in a while, you'd be driving down the street and you'd see a truck, and you're like, I'll get it in the back of the truck. Just in the bed, right?
There's
no damage done. It's a can.
Mm-hmm.
There's a game we played.
We did it a lot. Bear... Let's go with this can, and it goes directly into the bed of the truck. It was half full, and I watched it spout. I mean, it must have landed perfectly on the bottom because that thing just shot right out. And I was like, oh, my God, that was funny, until the headlights on that truck came on.
No.
Oh.
For the next 40 minutes, we're not – I don't believe in my heart of hearts these people were angry. Maybe annoyed, but then I think they were trapped in the fun of what we were doing. It was a cat and mouse game because we weren't speeding super fast. Like, you know, we were five over maybe a couple times.
There was a few times.
On the interstate, we got on it. But like through the residentials, if they wanted to catch us, they easily could have. But they didn't.
Pueblo is a hard place to speed. There's so many ditches.
There's dips and all sorts of stuff. Yeah. But we grew up there. We knew all the back. And we were just chasing all over town. We get close to my neighborhood, our neighborhood. And I said, all right. We're done here because we got to get this, you know.
We can't let them follow us all the way to the house.
We can't let them follow us to the house. I said, so we're going to get up, and there's this park that's about 3 blocks long-ish and about that many squared. We get right into the middle. I said, hold on. I'm gonna tap the brakes, let them fly past us, and I'll flip it around. I slam the brakes, and all of a sudden I heard something, and I hear Bear scream, holy fuck. And I turned, and I'm not sure what has happened, but he is covered in something. and the windows covered, the dashes. I mean, this, whatever this shit, it's all over the place. I turn around. I'm like, are you okay? And he's like, I think so. And you could smell the sweet.
Yeah.
You could immediately smell the sweet. And I was like, give me just a few minutes. I'm going to make a couple of evasive maneuvers and then we'll park at the house and we'll figure out what the fuck just happened.
Well, after they did that, whatever they did, they left us alone.
Yeah, they boogied. Yeah. But I still wanted
got
to you know, make
done.
Sure. It basically, tag you're it. He holds up this cup. And I was like, oh, fucking good one. Now, mind you, it's August.
Yeah.
It's still warm outside. It's beautiful. Windows down, except his wasn't. And this is at 10 o'clock at night. We get to the house, and he's holding in his hand an empty Blizzard cup from Dairy Queen.
A now empty Blizzard cup, because it's all over me.
It's all over him. It's all over the door panel. It's all over the window. It's on the windshield. It is fucking just everywhere, right?
Wow, that was an expensive get back at you.
Well, not back then.
Well chosen, though, man. It was beautifully played. Like, there was no way they could have known I was going to slam my brakes when I did.
Right?
But timing just hit. All the stars aligned. This, and it exploded. I mean, there was, and I had some on me, but nothing compared to what he did. Nothing compared.
I was in whiteface.
Yeah. With brown speckles of chocolate and something else. I mean, it was
Oreo.
Probably was.
We know we can't clean it up when it's dark, and this is an old 68, 69 Dodge. Maybe 70 something. It was an old ass Dodge. This Dodge, if you just smack the gas pedal, you're half a block. The tires are squelching. It was a beautiful truck. Wow. Loved it. Ugly as hell. But man, I love that engine. So we clean it up the next day and we spend about an hour and a half. Like, we are no chemicals. Don't want the smell. It's just flawless everywhere. So we thought.
Uh-oh.
My parents came home like that Monday, Tuesday. We didn't touch the truck the rest of the week. We were like, no, we're done. Right?
I was going to say, was this your vehicle?
No, it wasn't. It was mom's. And I didn't have a driver's license. Okay. I was 14, 15.
Neither one of us had a license.
Yeah, we didn't even have a permit.
Oops.
So I think we were probably 14, 15 years old.
And you were supposed to be staying at his house, probably.
No, he was supposed to be staying at my house.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, you know, we told the stories of, you know, mom, we're going to go over
there. Right.
So when my parents went on vacation, Sean came to stay with me.
Gotcha.
And so we cleaned it up. Parents get home on Tuesday. The night before I know they're coming home, I go back out and I just do a once over real quick, just to make sure. Doesn't smell anymore. We left the windows down for long enough that sweetness went away. So I thought. Parents get home, see them Tuesday night, nothing. Mom goes to work Wednesday. No, she doesn't. They were off the rest of the week. She didn't go anywhere until Thursday afternoon. And when I got home from school, I don't remember exactly how she asked it, but she said, hey, there's the truck smells really weird, and there's something sticky on the dashboard.
Oh, no.
I said, what do you mean? She said, it just has this foul odor, and there's this sticky all, and my mother doesn't cuss. She didn't cuss. She couldn't describe just this sticky stuff that's on the dashboard. I said, where? On the truck. I said, no, on the fly. I said, well, yeah, I was going to tell you about that. And now my dad's very much paying attention. And I say, listen, when y'all left, you left the truck window down. And Bear and I were out doing something and we noticed the window was down. And I was going to roll it up and I forgot about it. So when I went back to roll it up the next that night before we went to bed, I noticed that there was like the whole passenger door panel was covered with something. And I said that they threw a Blizzard into the truck. And she said, what? I said, I repeated it. I left the door, or I left the window down. I said, yeah, it was the crank. You didn't have electric. Right. Knowing full well my mother would not forget that, right? Because she's very meticulous about those things. It took me almost 10 minutes to convince her of it. and I thought I had done a really good job at it until about 15 years ago. And I don't remember her and my wife were talking about something in the kitchen at my parents' house. And my mother says to my wife, "Oh, did he ever tell you about that time they took our truck while they were on while we were on vacation and they spilled a blizzard in it?"
I'll take that one.
Some dumbass threw the blizzard cup in the trash container that goes out with the trash, and it was sitting on top.
Yeah.
Well, I told her it was that.
Right.
But she didn't let on that she didn't believe me. And then my wife comes in and she goes, "She knows." I said, "Yeah, I fucking heard. Thanks." So I walked in there. I said, "Why are you selling these lies to the wife?" And she said, "You really thought I believed that?"
Well, you didn't punish me.
You didn't. Yeah, I said, "I didn't get grounded." She's like, "Well, no, but I couldn't ground you because it sounded like a great story."
We're grading your grounding off the story you tell.
I said, so
and you pass.
I said, "So why did you let me, like, you never brought it up again until just this moment?" She said, "Honey, do you know how many times I knew you were taking the car while we were gone?" I said, "What gave it away?" She said, "I was your age once."
Yep. Right.
Actually, I didn't know until just now.
Yeah. So, funny fucking story, but, you know, that's the kind of shit we used to do all the time.
All the time.
All the time. How did we get on this fucking story?
I don't know. You did it.
We were talking about something. Who knows?
What you do.
It is what we do.
Well, Dairy Queen has not got a Dairy King, but we worked at a Dairy King.
Burger Queen.
It was something like that, but it was in an old Dairy Queen building.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
And now it's a Mexican burrito, breakfast burrito. It's like a drive-through Mexican store.
Senior Kings.
What's that?
Senior Kings.
No, but it's mi familia or something like that. They're not very good. Of course, none of the food we ever shoved out of there was, except for the deep-fried mushrooms.
Deep-fried hamburger. That was amazing.
That was amazing. Complete accident. We were cooking burgers for somebody had ordered. I dropped it. Or no, you dropped it.
Yeah.
In the deep fryer by mistake. All the way in. No bus basket or nothing. Drops right in. Ah, fuck it. Let it cook. It's really good.
Yeah.
So then we figured out if you put two burger patties and climp them with the cheese on the... Phenomenal.
All right, so
that's been one hell of a tug.
Let's go and have some lunch.
Yeah,
it's been one hell of a tug. Messy too there at the end.
It was
sticky, white,
some
sweet.
Left
bears covered in it. You know,
that's what you expect from a tug.
This is why I don't like to be the pivot man. Patreon.podbean.com/unrestrained. Also go to our website. Check out our sponsor, Ravencrest Tactical. They have announced price slashes across the board on all of their knives. This is not a gimmick.
Slash.
Yeah,
that's
see
funny.
What I did there?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
This isn't a gimmick. They have decided that they want to make sure that their knives are available to more commoners, and so they're slashing the prices across the board. Go over to our website, The Unrefined Guys. Go to page 2, the Contact Us Sponsors page, and scroll down. You'll see their link there. Anybody else got anything left to say?
Anybody?
Thanks for having us again.
Thanks for being on. Thank you for your minute injections. Take it as you will. Karen, what do you got for us?
We're needed.
Hey,
I bet.
Don't be a dickhead.
Until next time, I'm Tommy.
I'm Bear.
We're the Unrefined Guys. Have a great week.